Bowled in! What a ripper!
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Destroy the Stumps podcast. This is episode number 82. We're going to be talking about the recent two-match T20 series between the Netherlands and New Zealand, which has been held in the Netherlands. So a bit of a European tour for the Black Caps, a couple of T20s and a couple of ODIs as well. They won their three-match ODI series in Ireland, which was a part of the ICC ODI Super League, Cricket World Cup Super League. Two good matches. That first and third ODI were really good games. Even the second game was a little bit tight, but they got there in the end. They won the match in the end. New Zealand. The T20 series is pretty one-sided. New Zealand won that 3-0 as well, like the ODIs, but it was much more one-sided than the ODI series. They had a three-match tour of Scotland, two T20 internationals, which they won quite comfortably, and also the ODI. They did concede a bit with the ball, over 300 with the ball, but they chased down the target relatively easily. New Zealand, now they're playing two T20s here against the Netherlands, and that completes their European tour. Also, they had three test matches against England, which didn't go according to plan at all. A few highlights here and there, but nothing really to take note of for New Zealand, besides Daryl Mitchell and Tom Blundell, and maybe Trent Bolt to an extent, but other than that, yeah, nothing really for New Zealand to be happy about with regards to that Test Series performance against England, which pretty much ended all their hopes of qualifying for the T20 World Cup final, the ICC World Test Championship final next year, and defending that ICC World Test Championship title as well, because they are the current champions, but they won't be the champions this time around. But anyways, looking at the positives for New Zealand, they're building some depth over this European tour. There's been some good performance from some good players as well. Mark Chapman's really risen to the occasion as well. Finn Allen's shown some good signs. Dane Cleaver, Central Stags wicketkeeper, and cousin of New Zealand's current New Zealand captain, who's rested from this European tour, and superstar Kane Williamson, one of the best players in the world, one of the best batsmen in the world, one of the best captains in the world as well, and also the likes of Michael Brace will have really come along well in these limited overs games. Didn't do too well in the Test Series against England. There's two Test matches, but that's done and dusted. But he's done all right in this series. He's been really good for on this European tour, the rest of the European tour of like Ireland, Scotland, and Netherlands. Yeah, well, the Netherlands is about to start, but he's been good in the Ireland and Scotland series, and he's carrying that form on. He'll be carrying that form into this two-match T20 series against the Netherlands. He'll hope that he can continue his good form and maybe seal a spot in the T20 World Cup squad later this year. Not really later this year, just in a couple of weeks now. So, yeah, time's going to fly really quickly. And even the likes of Blair Tickner, he's been a bit up and down. I don't know if he's going to play for New Zealand in the future, but he's been a bit up and down. And even Glenn Phillips and other players as well, they've really just taken the opportunities and looked very good. And help build some depth for New Zealand in the T20s and ODIs as well. So they're playing a two-match T20 series against the Netherlands. They played a T20 that was washed out early in the year in New Zealand. That match was washed out without a ball even bowled. But they had a three-match ODI series, which is a part of the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup Super League, which New Zealand won 3-0. They had a few hiccups in, especially in that second ODI, but they won that match in the end, and things look good for New Zealand with regards to their depth in ODIs and T20s. Good experience for the Netherlands as well. Exposure to the top teams will help them a lot. The Test Play Nations will help them a lot, and help to maybe gain that test match cricket status as well in the future. But anyways, so this was a T20 match. It's a day-night T20 match, the first of two, which is being held at Sports Park, West Villette. Is that how you say it? West Villette, at The Hague, which ain't too far from Amsterdam, the capital of the Netherlands. New Zealand batted first. They won the toss, elected to bat first. And they posted an okay total of 148 for 7. They really did struggle, but thankfully to Jimmy, thanks to Jimmy Neesham at the end, they got some quick runs and ended up posting a decent total. They finished on 148 for 7, like I mentioned, of 20 overs. They went at a run rate of 7.40. Top scorer for New Zealand was Martin Guptill, 45 of 36 balls, 4 fours, 1 6. Second highest scorer for New Zealand was Jimmy Neesham, 32 off 17 balls, 2 fours, 2 sixes. Lovely little cameo at the end that got New Zealand some quick runs as well. And three other batsmen reached double figures. Other batsmen reached single digit scores. Just couldn't quite carry on. Fortunately, New Zealand just lost wickets at the wrong times, and they just couldn't quite get going, and they just couldn't quite score at a good enough rate, the Black Caps, so to post a really, really competitive total, but still a good total, but I reckon they would have wanted a bit more. Seemed like a difficult pitch to bat on as well. Seemed like it was a bit in the pitch for the bowlers, so yeah, good credit to the Netherlands bowlers who bowled pretty well in that first T20 as well against New Zealand. So just with regards to the Netherlands' performance in that first T20, the bowlers, pick of the bowlers was Shahriz Ahmed, 2 for 15 off 3 overs, 5 runs an over, that was his economy rate, the most economical bowler for the Netherlands as well, 6 dot balls, superb bowling performance from him, and Logan van den Beek, a little bit expensive, 2 for 35 or 4 overs, 10 bowled 10 dot balls, conceded 2 wides. He was their second best bowler, but just a little bit expensive. And then a wicket apiece for Clayton Floyd, Tim Pringle, and who was really good as well, Tim Pringle. And a wicket for Ryan Klein as well, who was on T20 international debut. So well done to Ryan Klein. And this won't be the last we see of him playing for the Netherlands as well. In reply, the Netherlands, well, looked like they win the game at some stages of the stages, but just kept losing wickets at the wrong time, and that was really it. And they just fell short of the target. They were bowled out for 132 in 19.3 overs. They fell short of New Zealand's target by 16 runs. They had a target of 149 to chase from 20 overs, by the way. Top scorer for Netherlands was Bas de Leeuw, 66 off 53 balls, 5 fours, 2 sixes. And second high scorer, Scott Edwards, the captain, 20 off 16 balls, 2 fours, 1 six. Ryan Klein was the only other batsman to reach double figures for the Netherlands. Otherwise, there were just plenty of single-digit scores. Nobody carrying on at all. Ryan Klein, 11 off 6 balls, 2 fours to him. But yeah, other than that, nobody else reached double figures except Bas de Leeuw, who was excellent with the bat. Top scorer as well for the Netherlands. Only batsman to reach a half-century in this match as well, but he was on the losing side, unfortunately, for him and his team. And then Scott Edwards, the captain and wicketkeeper, and Ryan Klein himself, the only batsman to reach double figures for the Netherlands, and they were bowled out for 132 in 19.3 overs. They were scoring runs at a run rate of 6.76 runs an over, and New Zealand won that first T20 by 16 runs. It was a tense game, could have gone either way really, but New Zealand bowled superbly and got wickets at the right time. Pick of the bowlers for New Zealand was Blair Tickner, 4 for 27 off 3.3 overs, economy rate of 7.71 runs an over, 10 dot balls, didn't concede a wide or an extra, so good stuff from him. And second best bowler for New Zealand was Ben Sears, 3 for 22 off 4 overs, economy rate of 5.50 runs an over, and he was the most economical bowler for New Zealand. He was absolutely superb with the ball, and 12 dot balls, conceded one wide, but other than that, really good performance from Ben Sears with the ball. A wicket apiece for Mitchell Santner and Ish Sodhi as well. And New Zealand won that match quite comfortably. And now moving on to the second T20, which just finished as well. It was a day-night T20 as well at The Hague at Sports Park West Villette at The Hague. And Netherlands won the toss, elected to bat first this time. They finished on 147 for 4 off 20 overs. They scored at a run rate of 7.35 runs and over. Few good scores that just couldn't quite carry on and make a big enough score, unfortunately, for them to defend. Top scorer was Bas de Lieder once again. 53 not out of 48 balls, 3 fours, 2 sixes. He had a really good series, didn't he? Two half centuries in the series, only batsman to do so. And second highest scorer for the Netherlands was Tom Cooper. 26 off 17 balls, 3 fours to him. Scott Edwards, the captain for the Netherlands and wicketkeeper. 26 not out off 20 balls, 2 fours, 1 six. And Stefan Myberg, the opener, left-handed opener. 24 off 22 balls, 2 fours, 1 six as well to him. And New Zealand's bowling performance, well, pick of the bowlers was Michael Bracewell, and he was the most economical bowler for New Zealand. 2 for 20 off 4 overs. Economy rate of 5 runs and over. 14 dot balls, and conceded 1 wide, but other than that, 1 wide, he was absolutely superb with the ball. Blair Tickner, excellent with the ball again. Picked up a wicket, and so did Ish Sodhi. It was a little bit expensive, but picked up a wicket in the end. And the other bowlers didn't pick up a wicket, but Jimmy Neesham was expensive off the one over he bowled. The other two bowlers, Ben Sears and Mitchell Santner, were decent economically, even though they didn't pick up a wicket. But really good stuff from New Zealand with the ball. Just like the Netherlands in the first match with the ball, they were pretty good as well. But in reply, New Zealand had to chase 148 off 20 overs to win the match and clean sweep the series 2-0. And they did that quite easily. They finished on 149 for 2 off 14 overs. They went at a run rate of 10.64 runs and over. Top scorers for New Zealand were Mitchell Santner, the captain. 77 not out off 42 balls, 9 fours, 4 sixes. And Daryl Mitchell, 51 not out off 27 balls, 4 fours, 2 sixes. And New Zealand finished on 149 for 2 off 14 overs. They went at a run rate of 10.64 runs and over. They won this final match of the two-match T20 series by 8 wickets with 36 balls to spare. Pick of the bowlers for Ireland was Bas de Lieder, who was the most economical bowler as well for the Netherlands in this match. 1 for 13 off 2 overs, economy rate of 6.50 runs and over, 5 dot balls to him, didn't concede a wide or any extras at all. Tim Pringle, 1 for 16 off 2 overs, economy rate of 8 runs and over, 5 dot balls to him as well, didn't concede a wide or any extras. Fortunately, the target wasn't enough, and New Zealand's batting was brutal. New Zealand won the match and the series 2-0, and now they head off to the West Indies to play 3 ODIs and a couple of T20s, so good luck to them. Plenty of positives for the Dutch to take from this series, even though they lost it 2-0. They were whitewashed, but they competed with New Zealand, and they got some exposure to a top-quality team as well, a test-playing nation, so that will help them as well. Anyways, thank you guys for your time. Stay safe wherever you are in the world, and until next time, it is bye for now. And we are out.
Bowled in! What a ripper!
Destroys the stumps.